MCI converted wave style.
Frank Jerry's Castile, one of the world's most brilliant minds and a very brave man, for participating in this great experiment with all its profound implications. And Gary is a man who sees the future, who understands where technology can take us. Playing with him gave meaning to this event. I also like to thank Carla Giarecchi, the arbiter, for spending hours in the match room and never stood up or left her desk, and Ken Thompson, the inventor of Unix and a great pioneer in many technologies that are used in computer chess today, who sat in our private operations room hour after hour, monitoring the game and chat with us and discuss how the games are going. Well, why is there such global interest in this match? Well, because it visibly shows the world the technology, what technology can do for man, and how far we have been able to push technology. And what does this game mean for technology? Well, as the computer plays grandmaster level chess, using strategy and speed, we learn how this nimble and powerful technology can be shared with the world and translated into real-time applications. Now that the rematch is over, and where do we go from here? Well, we will be continue our partnership with Gary, but perhaps on a less competitive level. We will be working with Gary in the development of his newly launched website, Bob Kasparov, where he will share his chess brilliance with the world, and especially students all over the world. The match was tough for both of us. There have been highs, there have been lows, and we even had to take Dibu for a walk yesterday morning. What we have left to do now is perhaps to program Dibu to see how he can learn to take off his watch in the next match. So again, I would like to thank Gary and all of you that participated in this event with us. Thank you.